M-A-I-N-M-E-N-U
Main menu.
Main menu.
Hello everyone and welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This week we begin our series of presentations from the CSUN 2006 Technology Conference. This week you'll hear a presentation from Dolphin, all about Pocket How. We would like to thank Dolphin for allowing us to record their presentation, and also a warm thank you goes out to Marlena Lieberg, who actually recorded this presentation for Main Menu. I'll be back after this presentation to let you know what's coming up on Main Menu next week. So let's get into Dolphin and Pocket How.
My name is Steve Bennett. I'm the sales director at Dolphin, and I have with me my colleague today, Mike Hill, who's the software director for Dolphin. A very good morning to everybody, and it's really nice to see everyone. I'm so grateful you took the time to come and visit us today. I hope we've got something for you. In the true tradition of presentations, we've had gremlins this morning, so you may have to bear with us a little bit, but we think we've got everything that you'll need to see today. We're going to start, and the first thing we're going to do is I'm just going to run through what we're going to present today. First off, we've got a very small PowerPoint slide presentation. I think it's three or four slides. We're going to run through using a Dell X51, which we're actually going to bring up onto the screen. Hopefully you'll be able to hear the sound coming through the PA system that there is in the room. We're going to install the software, or we're actually going to modify the installation that we've got from the laptop that we have here on the desk. Following that, what we're going to do is use the PA with the buttons just on the front for reviewing items. Then what we'd like to do is use a little HP keyboard that comes with it. We've got another PDA over here, which we've got a Braille input unit for, which we're going to have a look at that. All of this should take about 50 minutes, we hope. We're going to leave at least 10 minutes at the end for questions, so it'd be really grateful if you'd wait and leave those important questions right to the end so we can get through everything. And we'll do over to Mike.
Okay, so the first thing I need to look at is the installation. So I'm going to run our installer. Now I've just plugged the PDA onto the laptop, so it's actually synchronized. So we're going to run our PDA installation program and make a few adjustments to the configuration on the PDA. So let me unmute this.
Can you just tell us, please, to turn that log off my documents? Turn log my documents. All tick configure AI tick recursor right dolphin mobile dolphin tick dolphin CE installer. Dolphin Windows CE installer window, title bar.
Right, so the Windows CE installer is the Dolphin program that lets you configure.
Choose a language to install window. Choose a language to install. US English selected 3 of 3. List box 3 items.
So the first thing to do is asking us what language we want the installer to be in. So I'm going to pick US English, because that seems an apt language. Unless anybody particularly wants Swedish.
I don't think so.
Dolphin CD installer window. Please select one of the following options. Install button press, space bar to press, and remove Dolphin CD components.
Okay, so there's 3 options here. I can add or remove components. I can repair my current installation. I'll just tab down them.
Repair button press, space bar to press. Repair current installation. Remove button press, space bar to press. Remove all Dolphin CD components.
Okay, so we can add or remove, we can repair, or we can remove everything from the PDA. Now, repair simply puts everything back. So if you've had a nasty accident with your PDA, you've had to hard reset it, you can just put it back on the cradle, click repair, and everything will be magically reinstalled without having to do anything else. So we're going to add remove and see what sort of components we've got.
Install button press. Select components window, Pocket Acapella synthesizer driver 3926.3 kb on open use, cursor left to close.
Okay, so we've basically now got a tree view of all the different components you can have on your PDA. Now, most PDAs don't have enough RAM in them to actually fit everything on you might want to have. some of the natural voices are 30, 40 megabytes each, and there's simply not enough space on the device. So we have the ability to go through and pick which languages you want, which voices you want, which synthesizers you want, which drivers for different devices you want to have on the device. So let me just run down the list here.
Pocket US Utes.
So if I was to go in, let's say we...
Less than 0.1 KB on
use. So we'll say we add the next keyboard layout. I'm going to cursor down a bit.
Dolphin Pocket DTS UK English 625.
I'm going to add the Dolphin Pocket DTS English voice. And when we've chosen what we want to do, we can add or remove components.
Octalic Easy Link Drive.
When we've done that.
Space next greater than chosen components window. You have chosen to install uninstall the following components. Pocket Acapella synthesizer.
There's actually quite a long list there of
cursor keys to move from.
There's actually quite a long list there of bits you can add and remove.
Low.
Thank you, Steve. I get fed up with saying press space bar and press all the time.
US English Lucy Compact Nat Pocket How. US Dolphin Keyboard Drive. Enable HP Bluetooth foldable keyboard.
So we've also asked it to configure the keyboard. I've got a little HP foldable keyboard, which is a Bluetooth keyboard. And all the configuration for that is also done from the installer on your desktop. So you don't have to mess around inside the Bluetooth manager on the device trying to pair your devices. That's just horrible, so we don't do that.
Left next ring, installer progress, no focus detected.
Once it's done that, it will make any changes necessary to the PDA, copy the files over ActiveSync onto the PDA. You don't have to do anything with your PDA at this point. The PDA is still stuck on the cradle, I'm not touching it at all.
Installation complete. Installation is now complete. Press the OK button to close the installer and reboot your device. OK button.
So when we do that, it will basically restart the device. It needs to do a reboot in some situations to replace certain files, and then the device will power back up with your new configuration. The other thing we have on that installation menu was a fourth button at the bottom, which was product activation, which is a new feature in Pocket How that lets you manage your software licenses. And you're allowed to install your device, your software, on a couple of different PDAs, so shouldn't have been a problem there. But this one was already activated, so I don't have to do it again.
No focus detected.
Okay.
PowerPoint view or slide show Pocket How CSUN 2006 PPT.
Let's just shut that up. It's the mute button on the PDA. That's fixed. Okay, so now it's made all the changes in the configuration. The PDA is going to reboot, and it will reboot with the selection, with the settings I selected. So the whole point of this is to give you choice about what components you want on your PDA, and that could be depending on how much memory you've got. I think this particular PDA has got 256 meg of RAM in it, so you can actually put a number of very high quality voices on it. Other PDAs are more limited, so we needed a way of you being able to choose what you want without completely filling up the PDA memory. It also gives you, of course, the ability to restore your installation. The configuration is remembered on the PC, so if you need to go back and repair, it will automatically put everything back that it found before. It remembers your PDA and remembers the configuration, so even if it's hard reset, it will still be able to restore it to whatever you chose last time. The other thing you can do is restore your screen calibration. It saves away the screen calibration data from the PDA to your PC, so if you have to hard reset it, you can put the PDA back on the cradle and it will restore your screen calibration. Okay, see if I have a bit of a blank screen there. So we need to get, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to attach this PDA to the projector. We did have a little switch box, but it failed to show up. It's lost somewhere in San Francisco, I believe. So we have to do this the old fashioned way. And hopefully this will allow us to have a look on the PDA. And the other thing I need to do is turn the secondary monitor on. So I'm going to go into settings. And now I'm using the stylus, but we need to be quick about this. Mirror. enable. Hey, we have a picture. And I'm going to plug the audio output from the PDA into the loudspeaker so you can hear what's going on.
And while playing video PG games,
oops.
To improve system performance, you can hold the power button and press record button to turn off the touch screen. Press the same button combination again to turn on the touch screen.
Okay, so the PDA in my hand, there's a number of things I can do to actually review information without having to use a keyboard. Now, we've actually configured the buttons on the front of the PDA to let you control it. We've got a shift key, a control key, an OK key, and a tab key. Actually, it's an OK kind of back key. So I'm going to press the OK key.
You're enabled to make the settings window.
So we can go back to the today screen.
Today screen. Selected Wednesday, March 22, 2006.
And the buttons on the front also let us do other functions like go to the open the start menu. Steve, there's a list there. I can never remember what they all are. We'll go through those in a minute. You go to the start menu, go to the day screen, start reading. And the other buttons on the front are for cursoring around. So I can cursor
phone
down.
Outlook email, one away.
Cursor down the day screen.
No tasks. Lunch 12, 00 p.m. 1, 00 p.m. Tap here to sign into Pocket MSN. Device unlocked.
Now the day screen contains a number of items, most of which are pretty standard to the PDA, some of which are custom items put on the device manufacturer. I think the device unlocked is a Dell specific thing. But Pocket has able to read all of those, whatever appears there. Now, the PDA itself has a number of pre-installed applications. What's the button for the start menu? I can never remember this.
Shift.
I'm going to pull the start menu down.
Today. Calendar.
Programs.
File Explorer. Programs.
And the programs.
Programs window. Dolphin selected. Calculator selected. Excel Mobile selected. File Explorer selected.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff built into the PDA. There's Pocket Word, there's Pocket Excel, there's messaging, there's tasks. And these are sort of cut down applications that you find on your desktop. There's also, when you connect your PDA to your desktop, you actually get it to be synchronized with your PDA. So things like your messages, your contacts, your emails automatically be transferred to the PDA so you can disconnect and review them. So if we go back to the today screen, see on the day screen.
March 10th, your email, one unread.
I've got one unread messages, I've got an appointment.
No, lunch 12. 00 p.m.
We will make it to lunch by then. Don't have any tasks to do, thankfully. Right, things to do. So, there's also Internet Explorer, Media Player. I'm just going to read down a little list here. Loads of stuff on the device. Pretty much everything you need to do is built into software on the PDA. Now, Pocket HAL, the internal architecture of Pocket HAL, just a little aside here, uses what's called an off-screen model. And this allows it to read pretty much anything that will appear on the screen, even if you have an application that's not specifically scripted. So you have some custom plugins, a custom application, it will be able to read it quite happily without any special scripting support. And that's particularly important when you have strange manufacturer device things put on the today screen, things like battery monitors, we get other little plugins. I also want to talk about different options for your PDA. There are a whole bunch of different models available, and the important thing is that with Pocket HAL you have the choice of which model of PDA you want to use. This one I'm going to give up here is a Dell, and this has got Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and it's fairly compact. And I've got another little device which will hold up. I don't think I'm going to describe this, it's quite small, it's like 4.5 inches by 2.5 inches and not very thick. This has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, this is built-in cell phone. If you're worried about doing a lot of text messages or something, you can get a device like with a built-in little keyboard. As you can see, it's a little slide-out keyboard. Again, only about 1 inch square. So you've got a whole choice of what sort of device you want to have. And for expansion purposes, PDAs, some have SD slots, some have compact flash, some have GPS built in. So you've got your choice of what you want to be able to use.
Okay, Dan. So I'm going to hand over to Steve now, who's going to talk a bit more about the keys on the front.
Okay, thanks, Mike. So the merits of putting the off-screen model in is that we don't have to script for each PDA that's available because the off-screen model is detecting text on the screen. Let me give you some ideas. HP 24, 10, 27, 50, 65, 10, 65, 15, 27, 90, 24, 90, 37, 15, all on the compatibility list. Fujitsu, Alux, 72, 10, 7, 10, 4, 20. HTC, Magician, iMate, that I can go on for 5 minutes. Alright, we've only found 4 that don't work so far.
And one of those is because it didn't have the RAM in it. So.
Okay. So, Mike briefly mentioned that we've actually trained some of the buttons on the front of the device. When you put the software in, it actually changes the functionality of the 4 buttons which are around the center element. So, we now have a control, which is usually bottom left. Shift above that to top left, tab is on the bottom right, and then back, what Mike calls OK, is above that. So most of the functionality that you want to, we think you can review nearly everything that's actually on the PDA. Not input, but you can review. So the idea of this is you can just take your PDA, find out when that appointment is, perhaps go and review those emails, perhaps look at that document and have a look at that. But all you've had to do is take a small device out of your pocket. I'm going to give you some ideas today. If I was to press shift and back, okay, what that does is drops the today screen down, and I can actually move down each of those elements. And I think what I'm going to do is go into messaging. Pop into there.
Pop your email window.
I think I need to add at this point that this is actually Mike's PDA and I actually get more emails than he does.
Now, I had to filter my emails because I'm sure there's lots you don't want to read. A lot of junk mail this morning.
He's making that up by now. Okay. Right, so we've got 2 emails in here and I can cursor down between them.
Open, has attachment. Unread, has attachment.
Okay, so it's picking up that it's unread and that it's been previously opened. My apologies for reading over it. There are a couple of elements to this particular screen. What I'm going to do is move around it. So in Mobile 5, it slightly differs from 2003. We actually have a 2 button set at the bottom. And in many of the devices, including the one that Mike waved around earlier, there are shortcuts, actually. There's actually a button on the devices to do that. Hopefully we're going to pass this device around in a moment. So if I want to read what's actually on those buttons.
New menu.
Okay. So the buttons here are new and menu. Now I haven't moved there, I've just read. It's not read out straight away because we were a little bit worried that there's lots of information coming about the screen you're on. You have to request the information for the button. These buttons are very context sensitive, so depending what you're doing in the device, they'll actually change. So it's quite useful to be able to just pop down there and find out what's actually going on. So if I wanted to move to that particular location, I would press shift and right.
New focus menu.
Oh, my apologies, wrong button.
Control panel.
Okay.
Control right, Steve, I think.
Find your email window. Unread, has it shift. Window. New menu bar.
Okay. So new.
Menu.
If I actually want to bring up the menu bar, I can now just press enter.
In interactive mode, new focus menu. Delete. Reply all. Forward.
Right, so I want to come back off that into my email. So if I press the back button,
out of your email window. Okay,
taking me back there as well. I want to get into the top part of this, so actually into the menu bar.
Shift. Virtual focus disabled button. Button inbox. Button received.
So now I'm in the top part of the screen with the inbox and the received items, and I can, if I wish, actually select those items as well. I'll just come back from there if I can.
Focus on red, has attachment.
So we've managed to cursor around all of the screen there, and we haven't actually had to open up a keyboard at all. I think Mike's just implied doing there. I should actually. If I press the control button twice, it has the effect of muting, so I should have mentioned that earlier. If I go into an email, I'll just pop into one here.
Outlook email window open as attachment. Test user 7, 52M14 kilo match rate. Audio virtual focus window.
Right, I can, if I wish, now do a document read, or I can cursor down the visible page, which I can see. The document read will cursor the whole page for me as well. I haven't got time to show all of these features. I'm be happy to show everybody all of the stuff at the stand if you'd like to come there. Okay. Back from there. And what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to pop up some of the utilities that we actually pop in there. So if I control and right.
Menu. Open control panel.
It's popped up a little menu there, and the first item is open the control panel. Then we have the pop-up menu. I'll run through these in a minute. Switch 2. That's very similar to Alt-Tab on the PC. Open the keyboard driver, soft reset, and the PDA status of the system tray. So I'm just going to go to the PDA status.
The status. Battery 76 program, memory 17 gigabits. Window.
Okay, it synthesizes using some colorful language there. We'll just come back from there.
Outlook email window. Control. Menu. Open the control panel, pop-up menu.
Familiar with HAL will recognise that we've imported the full screen reader. This is not a bunch of scripts which actually run around particular applications. This is the full screen reader. All the verbosity options have been included, all the setting file options have been included as well. And what we have here is access to all of those elements. So everything that you would see in Pocket HAL is also included.
Enable selected.
Okay, in this version as well.
Speech has submenu. Outlook email window.
Control. Once more into that menu, if I may.
Open control panel, pop up menu. Switch to.
And I'm just going to pop in there.
Switch to window. This box selected.
Here we have.
Items.
My apologies. We have the running applications that we have at the moment. So you can see Outlook Email, Desktop Programs, ActiveSync, and HAL Control Panel are actually running. You may be familiar with the way the Pocket PC works. It never closes anything, it shuffles. All right, so, and there's a tip here for everybody. If you have got a keyboard and you press Control Q, it actually closes the application. Okay. Right, I'll just come back from there if I may now.
Outlook Email window. Open as attachment.
So,
52M14 kilo match date.
Okay. What we have here is that this is a PDA that you can use via your contacts. Actually, bring the contact name or the email and straight into an email. Sorry, the contacts. So you can pick the email in the contact, and then you can take it straight into an email. You don't have to retype the name and address in there again. And the same for the mobile phone. If you have that, all of those elements are in there. I'll briefly pop into there, if I may. So if I'm going to go back.
So date selected Wednesday, March 22, 2006.
I think the best way to get there would be shift.
Shift window. Calendar menu bar. Contacts. List focus contacts window. List view. Left, Tony 0, 2070, 123,456 W selected. List view items.
It might be a little bit delusional because these only contacts here are Tony Blair and.
Bush George, 208,566.
I just stick with the important people,
Delusional on everyone. So again, you can see that the context menu as items on the bottom here have changed. And again, I won't go into each of these elements. You can come to the stand. I'd be most grateful. But you can go into the contact here and review each of those elements, the addresses, etc., etc. Perhaps I might pop into George Bush's if anyone's interested.
Audio virtual focus window. George Bush property sheet. President. What tone? 208,
555, 1,234. I think Mike's made that number up, I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. At the bottom of this particular sheet, we can see there's actually a tab. It's got a property tab. So on the PC, what we would use to move between those is Control and Tab. So let's try that. Control, Tab.
Control. Virtual focus, audio virtual focus, 208, 555, 1,234, control.
That didn't work. Gremlins, I'm afraid, everybody. I'll find another one in a moment if we can. Okay. Right, we've got a another PDA here, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to wave this one around a lot if I can. This is it's a HP, I think it's a 2750. One of the important things about these is they do have a battery life on them. If you're using Pocket HAL, we think it's about 3 hours. Not because of the audio coming out, mainly because the light is actually on the front. You can vastly increase the life of these devices by actually dimming the light that's actually on there. There is also, in the settings of Pocket HAL, the ability to disable the front screen and the light if you wish. So this particular device has a very easy to change battery, as most of them do. Mine's going to take it out for me.
He needs an engineer for this.
Yeah. Okay, so flip the back off and then just rise it from there.
There you go, Steve.
Thank you very much, Mike. That is a good a lesson for me there.
Shall I put it back in for you now?
Well, you can try, Mike, if you like. Okay. Now, the point I was trying to make there, unfortunately I didn't have enough hands, was that doesn't stop Pocket HAL working. You don't have to worry about restarting it. Okay, it's just started again.
Still working.
Okay, there is a backup battery in all of these devices. This particular battery that's in this unit, I can buy for about $53. I mean, that's considerably cheaper than some of the other devices on the market. I believe some of the other devices run at about $150 for another battery, and you have to send it back to the manufacturer to be serviced as well.
That's the same thing.
Okay, what I think we need to do now is we'll move on. What we'll do is just see if we can get this Bluetooth keyboard working. So, Mike, would you like to see do that?
Yes, well, this is another alternative input device. This is a HP Bluetooth keyboard, which is a full-size, foldable keyboard. And runs on a couple of AA batteries for quite some considerable time. Because I hope so, because these are the batteries I had back in the office before I got on the plane. So we're going to try and configure this with the Dell, and I see that nobody's turned Bluetooth on the PDA, so it's going to be one of these little fumbling along the presentations. So we're going to see what's the start menu.
Shift.
Yes.
Shift. So it's selected by the
face
screen. March 22, 2000 menu. Settings.
Settings.
Settings window. Personal property sheet. Control. Tab control.
So I'm going to control tab.
System property sheet.
Control tab to connections.
Tab control. System play connections property sheet.
See, control tab doesn't work. I don't know.
List of user settings. Blue end of phone selected. Settings window. Built mode property sheet. Turn on blue end of phone selected checkbox.
See, some difficulty pronouncing Bluetooth. I'm not sure what's going on there. Well, we're going to turn that on. And the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to press the connect button on my keyboard. Now I believe that we already have the HP foldable keyboard configured when I run it through the installer. So with a bit of luck, the keyboard driver will automatically find the keyboard and automatically pair with it, connect to it, and it will just start working in a few moments. And if it doesn't do that, we'll go and look at the keyboard configuration to find out what's going on. I probably do need to click on OK. Let's click on OK.
Settings window. Connections property sheet. Blue light selected.
The blue light started flashing, so it's a good sign. So the way the Dolphin keyboard driver works is it basically polls for the keyboard periodically. So that if you haven't got your keyboard already turned on, you don't have to worry about it. You can just get out of your bag, punch the connect button, and it should be away. And voila, we have a connection. So hopefully, I can now actually maneuver around with the keyboard here. So, and we can go, OK. Press the right button. We didn't want to go to Wi-Fi. No, that's probably a bad place to go. So I'm going to close that and go back to the day screen.
Wednesday, March
22, 2006. So the little Bluetooth keyboard is another way of controlling your device. And you can leave your PDA in your pocket or in your bag, or maybe using headphones, and just get your keyboard out to control it. And the advantage of the keyboard is you can type really quickly. It's got a full set of keys. There's no fiddling around with a complicated little interface. And you can do pretty much anything you want. You can also completely control the PDA from the keyboard. So we can do just about anything we like. Now the screen reader itself basically follows the focus, so no matter what you're doing, full start menu now.
Menu. Contacts.
And what I will do is actually go to the HAL control panel, because that's going to pull up a whole bunch of interesting little settings.
HAL control panel window. Speech property sheet. Speech enabled selected checkbox.
Now for those of you familiar with HAL on the desktop, you might recognise the layout of this. It's just been swapped down a bit to fit on the screen. But all the same settings are there, the tab order is the same, and it works the same. So because HAL basically follows the focus, you don't have to learn a whole bunch of hotkeys. It will read out what you're doing as you're moving around. And Windows Mobile 5 has a very good keyboard access built in. You can pretty much tab and cursor to just about every control you want anyway. So you do not need a whole bunch of nasty keys. Now for power users, we still have the ability to read and spell. So if I wanted to spell that or phonetic is, I can use keys on here to do so.
Yes. S-P-E-C-H space. Yes. E-N-A-B-L-E.
It was a little bit quick, so we'll phonetic it.
Yes.
He said hopefully.
Speech enabled. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Does this not work with that synthesizer? I don't know. Okay, another grammar. We'll put that one down on the list. This is actually a technology preview version, which I should have mentioned at the start of the presentation. So there's still a few glitches that are going to be ironed out before it actually goes on sale.
I can just say I could sell a puppy.
Yes, I'm going to blame the engineer, I think.
Verbosity. Medium, put down list box.
So from the keyboard, you have all the power user features that you get on the desktop. So we do things like go into virtual focus, cursor around, spell things.
Lift both the speech property sheet. Verbosity. Lift both the speech property sheet. S E C H H H. End of line.
So I can cursor across the word letter there. And pretty much do anything I want from the keyboard. So we've got read word, spell word. Read the line, read to and from the cursor, which is important if you're actually editing text. We need to go to Pocket Word and play with that if we have time. Okay. So another thing we have, of course, as part of HAL is application settings. If you want to have different settings for different applications, we can do that. So I press Alt F, which pops up my file menu. Now, Alt keys and letters are another built-in HAL feature. This is not something that's built into the PDA. But we have built this into the screen reader, so you can press Alt and a quick letter to pop up the menu bar. You may notice actually on the screen we actually have file, speech, braille configuration menus across the bottom. They're not like the Windows Mobile 5, where you have two options, we actually have a whole list of them. And this is because this software also works on Mobile 2003, and nobody's yet figured out whether they want to put it on one button or not. But it still works just the same. So I can create or choose settings file.
Select settings file window. Select a settings file for this application group. Use an existing settings file selected radio. Create a new settings file on select spacebar.
So we're going to select that.
Enter.
And then we need to press the enter.
Create new settings file window. Enter the name for the new settings file. Jeffrey 2X Settings Area.
Well, it's put in, it's actually said shell 32.exe, so I'm going to put in what it really is.
OA:CEN.
Which of course will be today's screen, and we will read that out.
Today's screen.
So, as you can see, keyboard, it's easy to type stuff in. If I was trying to do this on the PDA, or the virtual keyboard, I'd probably be here for some number of minutes, mucking around, trying to cursor go down left right on the keyboard. So really, if you're typing stuff in, we recommend you get either an external keyboard, or get a PDA with a built-in keyboard. It's so much easier. Okay, so...
Register shell 32x with this new settings file selected checkbox.
Yeah, we'll register it.
Enter the name for the new settings file. Today's green and area.
So it's only asking me two things, so I'm just going to hit OK.
How control panel window.
So now we've created a settings file for today's screen. So any settings... There's a shut-up queue in here as well. Any settings that we create or change would only apply when the focus is on the today's screen. Again, that works exactly the same as it does on the desktop. We also have Braille. Let me just do Control Tab and we'll flip to the Braille sheet.
Braille copy the sheet. Braille enable selected checkbox plus space bar for toggling.
Again, this is very similar to the desktop version. In fact, this is the same as the desktop version. It's all the same options. One new option we have, which you may not be familiar with.
Physical mode up verbosity.
If we can get to it.
Display button. Scroll margin. 10 selected. Spellable list box. Literary input. Selected checkbox.
There's literary input, which is basically grade 2 Braille input. Pocket HAL and the desktop HAL now support full grade 2 input from any supported Braille device. So you can get something like, what have we got down there on the desk here? Something like an easy link. I think Steve is going to try and give a demonstration of this shortly. And typing grade 2 into your whatever application you want to use. So that's now supported. And the other device you can do, of course, if you want Braille output, you can use a small portable Braille device, like this is an EasyLink 12, which is not that much bigger than the PDA, to be perfectly honest. It's about the same size as the keyboard folded up. And this has 12 cells of Braille output, it has Braille input, it has buttons on the device, and you can control your entire PDA from this device. Again, so you can leave your PDA in your pocket and just use your Braille output. The other advantage to one of these devices is you can upgrade your PDA. New model of PDA comes out, you can just get... You can just upgrade your PDA, they don't cost a great deal of money these days. Transfer your software over, keep your existing Braille display and use all the latest software. So you're not tied down to any particular manufacturer. Get the battery power out, Steve. Okay, so now we've lost our Bluetooth connection. The battery's come... Yeah, somewhere, I lost my battery flap somewhere, so we're going to put the batteries back in.
You are listening to the session at season 2006 dealing with the new...
So I have to place the batteries in my keyboard, which means that it basically has to repair the device, which it does automatically. You don't have to go to Bluetooth manager and muck around, it will just work. So there we go, we connected, we're back in. So, some of the hotkeys I mentioned earlier we've done on the PC, things like going to the menu bar. So if I wanted to go to the map menu and press Alt in, and that's a HAL function.
Try Vitals menu. Application notes use cursor keys to HAL control panel window.
Press Escape to go back. I just press Alt.
Window. Command speech.
I can have cursor across the menu bar. Nothing actually appears on the screen, but that's not really important. The important thing is the keyboard functionality is there, and it's almost exactly the same as you get on the desktop. So I'm going to escape that.
How control panel window.
Right there. Game panel tab. I'm going to hit Alt tab. And we get the same switch to window we've got from the buttons on the PDA.
Use cursor keys to move through. Ah, plug in dash mail selected. Use cursor keys.
So let's go back to the desktop.
Use desktop selected. Use cursor keys to move through the item 2 selected Wednesday, March 22, 2006.
Okay. So things like the tab key, the OK button, something to press, close, alt tab, menu keys, they're all extra user interface features we've added into Pocket Out to allow you to use your PDA from the keyboard or from the buttons from the front. Okay, how are we doing for time here? Oh dear. Okay, so one last thing I want to briefly mention is training mode, and just to give you an idea of what's going on, I'm going to go into training mode, and this is where you configure the screen reader. Is this going to work?
Train screen object window.
I don't really have time to talk about this very much, but it is the interface we use to configure how for working with different applications, in particular really obscure applications. It's not a scripting system, it's a dialog-based system, and it works in exactly the same way as it does on the desktop version of HAL. You have all the same options for creating rules and creating custom keys to do things if you really desperately want it. Most users, I think it's fair to say 95% of people, probably more than that, will never actually use this facility, but it is there if you need it.
It's worth mentioning about the default Mac HAL.
Yes, the default configuration file will pretty much make most applications work out of the box. So even if you get a bit of a share application downloaded from the internet that does something, maybe a mortgage calculator or a who knows what. I always try to have eBay on my PDA, I haven't been very successful yet. The default application has all the rules in for all the standard controls that will make them speak. Unfortunately, most applications on the PDA use pretty much standard controls for all their dialogues. So what you have is something that's going to work with other third-party applications pretty much out of the box with no scripting needed. Saying that, for some applications which do require some configuration, we do provide configuration files, and there's a whole bunch supplied with special tweaks and a few rough edges tidied up for all the common applications. Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to flip back to the slideshow now.
Whilst Mike does that, I have got the other PDA that I've got here. I haven't got time. If somebody wants to come up at the end, I'm more than willing to show them. We're inputting in grade 2, if you wish, or grade 1, right, from the EasyLink or the EasyLink 12 or some of the other devices. You have the option and how you want to do it. Marlene did it early, just to test it was working for me. So we'll show everybody later if you wish. Right, so we're just going to summarise up now and we'll get to our questions. So first off, design, Mike.
Yes, the design architecture of Pocket HAL is similar to HAL on the desktop. It's a full screen reader, it has an off-screen model, so it's basically able to detect and work with any application you throw at it without any complicated scripting. It's not a scripted engine. So if you get some non-standard thing on your today's screen, it will speak it.
You have the choice of additional hardware. Mm-hmm. And you have the choice of the original hardware as well. And if you want to change your hardware, you don't have to buy another version of our software. You get two installs. And that's not two installs ever, or two installs on the same device. That's two separate devices. You can install as many times as you wish on one or the two devices. It's up to you which hardware you buy, which actually suits your lifestyle. It's entirely up to you. What I will say is, these devices are extremely compact and you're not going to get bad shoulders from one of these.
Another point is configurable. Because we've got training mode built in as standard, if you really want to go and muck around and create your own configuration files, you have the ability to do so. You don't have to rely on Dolphin to provide configuration files.
Choice. We overlapped a little bit there, but the choice here. These devices run at about $400. It's considerably less than you would pay for the hardware and other equivalents. It's always coming down in price. The functionality is getting very high on these devices now. And now I see people walking around with a GPS SD card in the top of them, and they have a mobile phone, they have a note taker, they're running Excel, it's a GPS device, it's on a phone, and some people have paid $200 or $300 for them. It's the future, I feel.
Yeah, compatibility. We support a whole range of devices. In fact, our aim is to support every Bluetooth Braille display that there is, and all the keyboards we can find. I think we've got about 3 different supported keyboards, about 5 or 6 different supported braille displays right now. But we will be writing drivers for any and all braille displays that are going to come along. And you can also use it with other standard devices, because it's a standard piece of kit with standard connectors on it. As you say, SD card with GPS in, SD card with Wi-Fi, compact flash with a modem connector. You can use all that stuff on your PDA, just as a normal person would, you know, and you would on your desktop. You know, it's a standard piece of kit. So it's compatible with just about anything.
Okay, future developments. Pocket HAL is ported from the Windows 32 version. It's not a separate stream for us. It's actually been ported over. Every time we have a new version in the main product, Win32, we have a new version. The features are ported over to the CE platform, and vice versa, I might add. Right, this is an ongoing development stream for us that we see will be there for a number of years in the future.
Okay. Final point, usable by sighted colleagues, and this is fairly important. We have this principle on the desktop. When you install a screen reader, it shouldn't make changes to your computer, so that sighted person is unable to use it as well. Because if you need a bit of sight assistance, you need something to be able to pick it up, use the stylus to sort the problem out. Or just use it when you're not using the screen reader. Maybe you're sharing a PDA with somebody else. So we specifically do not try and remap the touch screen to use other functions, because that stops sighted people using the device at the same time. So if the screen reader is not there, or if it's just you turn the voice off, everything on the PDA will be usable as normal.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Right. I'm quite impressed with ourselves. We've got to 9:10, and I wonder if anybody has any questions they may like to ask us. There's a gentleman at the front. Yes, indeed, sir.
I was just wondering, have you tried it yet with the Windows Mobile Phone Edition and a smartphone?
Mike.
It is something that we're working on.
Just curious.
Marlena?
Yes. One of our listeners from Norway wrote to ACB Radio to ask if we could ask you, how well does Pocket HAL support mainstream GPS programs?
Okay. I'm going to have to say I don't know, because we haven't tried any. Well, I've tried one in the UK. I've got to be in here. I was extremely worried. The one that everybody uses in the UK is called TomTom. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Menu? Okay,
yes.
Will do. How accurate is that in Norway? I don't know. So what I'm going to do is leave it down to Dolphin's dealers to find the most accurate and the best one. Right? And then we're going to create a map for it. Right? Yeah. Locally.
Can I add that... I have tried a couple of them, actually, and the main problem with the mainstream GPS applications is that they're set up for driving. So you have these wonderful driving directions, which is... and they also have wonderful interactive 3D maps, so there is a bit of an issue there. It's probably not what you need.
Will there be GPS support?
It's certainly on the development plan.
Thank you.
So...
The question is, can you install software to an expansion card?
Can you install the extra voices to, say, an external card and still be able to use
that? Mike.
You will be able to shortly. I think at the moment, if you're careful, you can actually manually move them to your SD card. But we do plan to put an option in the installer shortly, which will let you choose the SD card for many of the components.
That might be maybe more of a higher end feature to do that, because if you have got an SD card in your GPS, you're going to lose your voice there. So there's a price to pay. The gentleman right at the back with the glasses.
You mentioned that there are very different voices. Do all those voices come with the program?
The question is, do all the voices
come
with
the program? Dolphin has its own Pocket PC TTS, which is a more... You heard it, I think, on the Win32 version. Sounds very similar on the PDA. The device itself will be shipped with the Acapello synthesizer, which is the one that you heard today. you have the choice. I think it's coming with the female voice, but there is a male voice as well. The names Heather and Ryan sound familiar to me. Yeah, I'm getting some nods, so I've got it right there. So when Mike says there's different voices, you can put different languages on of the devices, so you can put that on as well.
Yeah, what I was really talking about was choosing which ones you want on the device because of the limited memory on the device. Yeah, and you're going to put your favourite voice on. Certainly not. Even with an SD card, there's probably not enough space to put every voice in every language.
There's a gentleman just in front of the guy. Just.
What is the price? And can I assume you don't use the touch screen on these PDAs if you're blind, right?
You don't use the touch screen if you're blind. And one of the options we can have is in the software, completely disable the touch screen and power the whole screen down. That saves the battery, saves you accidentally tapping something.
How much would
you say again, please?
What kind of increased battery life would you get if you do that? How much is this?
Well, the touch screen probably accounts for 30 to 40% of the total power consumption of the device. So you're going to nearly double your battery life by turning it off.
How much is it?
What's the price, Steve?
The price is, it runs at $595. There's a reduction in the price at the moment. If you're an existing Dolphin customer, there is actually some special discounts for you as well. Pop along to the Dolphin website, go to the Dolphin stand, they'll tell you all about those. So,
you mentioned that you had found several PDAs that it does not work with.
Yes.
Do you have that listed on your website, you know, the ones that you've tested, the ones you haven't tested, I mean, that don't work for?
Yeah. What the website has is the compatibility list, the non-compatibility list, and anything we haven't tested isn't on either of those lists. Okay. So?
I'm Korean. Can I get Korean version or Japanese version of Dolphin? Or do you have any plan to manipulate Korean or Japanese version of Dolphin?
It's the Hang Seng character.
It is the very character set problem. we have indeed encountered this issue, and yes, it is something we would like to do, and right now it doesn't support it, but it's something we are actively looking into.
So it'll be the Western European languages are in the first tranche, so French, German, Swedish, I believe Spanish, Italian, Polish, and I've missed one, Portuguese. Yes, my apologies, yes, Dutch is the first one.
Hi. Is there a dictionary feature? I noticed that we've been pronouncing things like PDA.
Yeah.
Are you able to teach it more stuff, correct the medication words?
I don't know. Steve? I know you can with the Dolphin TTS engine. I don't know about the Echo, but I didn't perfectly honest with you. Let's actually go and have a look. Maybe this is something you can come to the Dolphin stand and we'll see if we can sort it out later.
Sure.
I think we're running a little low on time here, so...
Well, there's a nice lady waving at us.
Yes.
I don't think she notices that much. Oh, okay. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody. I thank you for your patience in this very warm and crowded room. And,
we would like to again thank Dolphin for allowing us to record their presentation all about Pocket How. And we also like to thank Marlena Lieberg for recording this presentation for us for Main Menu. On next week's edition of Main Menu, we'll be bringing you a 2-hour edition of Main Menu, all about the new technologies coming out from Microsoft. The first presentation will focus on Microsoft's Windows Vista. This is the new operating system that will be replacing Windows XP and will be coming out for the consumer in 2007. And then we bring you a presentation all about Office 2007. Doug Joffre from GW Micro joins Microsoft during this presentation and shows us how Office 2007 works with WindowEyes. That's all coming up next week on ACB Radio's Main Menu. If you have any questions or anything that you would like to get a hold of us about, then do please email us. We can be reached by emailing mainmenu@acbradio.org. We will see all of you next week on a 2-hour edition of Main Menu.